Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Now, 7 after the hour, bringing in features of thought here, fighting truth decay here, there, and everywhere. What do people think about what we're saying? What do you think about what we're saying? And what do we think about what we're saying? DJ Veers everywhere. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. We all have a reputation to hold up, I think. It counts. People have a sense about your character and your contribution to them. Who among us doesn't think that we are judged? It's too bad, because I don't like that, the judgment stuff, but we do. We all, it's part of the human condition. So do you want to stop doing it, or do you just want to strengthen your character to make you judgment-proof? Are any of us judgment-proof, in a sense? In the era that we live in, doing radio programs on stations that many of the stations are stages that carry a lot of right-of-center programming, and is it that if we don't toe the line on every single thing, are we judged to be bad or judged to be not worthy of listening to or any of those sorts of things? What moves the needle for you? I think it's a very individual thing, I think. I hope it is, rather than we all having group think. Now, having said that, there are some things that we all pretty much can agree on, including this Ms. Maxwell and what she's all about, Jennifer, because she seems to be a horror show and hasn't really had to account for her involvement, at least up until recently, in the
Epstein. She's been hiding.
Right?
Yeah, Ghislaine Maxwell is the former girlfriend of Jeffrey Epstein and helped him groom, at least allegedly, helped him groom and traffic women into his strangely disgusting sex web. When it was announced that Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested and was found by the FBI, she was in New Hampshire at the time, what they describe as a beautiful estate in New Hampshire. One of the accusers, Jeffrey Epstein, called the arrest one of the best days of my life. They said this woman was just over her head, basically. This accuser said that she was always in her head. She said, quote, "This day to me has been like one of the best days of my life. I have not stopped smiling and crying happy tears." She said that on 60 Minutes Australia. This was a woman who was forced to have sex with Prince Andrew, allegedly, on 3 occasions about 20 years ago and was trafficked by Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. Now, apparently, according to the New York Post, there was almost a problem with the arrest, because the FBI, who arrested Ghislaine Maxwell last week, almost blew their cover when they lied to a neighbor who complained about noise from the spy planes that were buzzing overhead. This was according to the UK's Mirror and reported in the New York Post that the aircraft had been circling over this 156-acre hideaway in New Hampshire beginning before dawn on Thursday. And apparently they were a nuisance, and people were calling to find out what all the noise was about. And finally, one of the FBI agents, Snap, drove down to where the vehicles were lined up, according to the resident. And they had a little altercation with the FBI agents. The neighbor demanded to know who they were, and they replied that they were from the New England Aerial Map Society, which, of course, was totally fictitious. Mm-hmm. The FBI had said that this guy was an expert in maps and geology. It's what he does for a living, according to the local. And he said he saw straight through it. He knew that there was something else going on. He could see in their van that they weren't from whatever the aerial mapping company was that they said they were. He thought it was kind of funny, but the feds, I guess, didn't think it was so funny. They had to, after that close call, storm the property, which they called tucked away, and they brought Ghislaine Maxwell out and ultimately arrested her. Also going on, the prosecutors in the case have requested that she appear before a judge in court on Friday. This will be her first court appearance, and she's in jail right now. She was arrested last Thursday, and they want to get her charged. They want to make sure that she's labeled as an extreme flight risk, so that she can't go anywhere if she does try to post bail. So that'll be happening this week. And
I think
now
they're moving
a lot of
her to New York this week, right?
Yeah, a lot of the victims are coming out and saying that this was maybe one of the best days for them, because I guess even after Jeffrey Epstein was gone, they still had the fear that Ghislaine Maxwell could somehow harm them if they told their story. So you're hearing a lot more of the victims. The accounts are starting to come out. I have a feeling we're going to continue to hear these, especially if she keeps herself, if they keep her in jail, which I suspect that they will in New York.
What a creep. How do you live a life like that? My God.
In so many ways, for women especially, I think, for me personally, I think she's almost worse than Epstein himself.
She's an enabler. She enabled.
She would befriend these girls.
Where were you by himself? Yeah.
She recruited.
They would look at her as like a mother figure.
Yeah, and they were all underage.
Where
they
do you
were
find
teenagers.
People, oh, kids she, like that, though?
Oh,
where
she found them living in really poor areas of Florida, and she would find them, like, you know, if they had drug addictions or if they had no family. She went after the most vulnerable girls and promised them all kinds of stuff. And then
think about that in terms of, if you want to get down to the brass tacks of this, who would find that sort of person attractive? Unless you, I mean, what is your addiction?
Well, these two were evil. And I believe she was so in love with Jeffrey Epstein that she just did whatever he wanted to do. And he was controlling her. She'd in turn control the girls. And,
what's the psychological profile of somebody like this woman, Maxwell or Epstein, that brings them around having this distorted...
I mean, one of the grossest things is that they do this web. Apparently, that was a thing with $200. These girls who are down on their luck, they have no family. As Victoria said, maybe some of them have drug issues, and they'd say, hey, come over here, we'll give you $200. And they'd use them and abuse them. And then when they wanted some new blood, they would tell the girl, hey, we'll give you another $200 if you can bring in your friends for $200. Mm-hmm. It was like a multi-level marketing scheme of disgust.
Whew, man. All right, let's get away from that. Phase 3 and Phase 4, I'm trying to figure out some of the things, like Phase 3, gyms, fitness centers, that stuff now open. You can only go in there 40% of who would likely be there at a time. I don't remember whenever I went to gyms, like I was at LA Fitness this past winter. I go to different ones every winter usually. That they didn't count you when you came through the door. How many people were in there at one point in time? I'd say often 300-400 might be there. So if you're going to work at, is it maximum capacity? Is it like a restaurant? Do they say, you know, some restaurants it says on the door maximum capacity 265 or whatever it is, so you can get 40% of that. But where is there a sign on a gym that anybody that I know belongs to that says you can only have 300 people in here at a time or anything like that?
Well every place has a fire code. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, okay.
So there is a sign somewhere. It just might not be that obvious as
really
a restaurant.
It's really hard to... It's really hard to talk about this particularly because every state and every city and every local municipality is in a different phase or whatever. I mean,
so if you went to a gym, would you wear the? Most of them are requiring masks, right? And how easy is it to exercise and get your breath because you have to breathe properly?
It's not. My mom was.
If you have a mask.
My mom like collapsed this weekend and had to be checked up by a paramedic because she was out hiking and it was a bazillion degrees and she was hiking with the mask on and she got.
Was she where a lot of people? Were there a lot of people around?
She was at Lake Hollywood hiking. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they make sports masks, so for athletes who are training. Well, my cousin plays high school football, and he's training with it and said it makes a huge difference. He uses the Adidas one, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. I haven't tried either one, but or any of the one. I just wear the medical one because
I'm looking at a sign that's posted in the Planet Fitnesses, for example. So they call it social fitnessing. Keep a safe distance, the signs say, by putting an imaginary treadmill or two between you and the other people working out.
What they're doing a lot in LA is that these gyms have implemented like a pod system. So on a lot of the aerobic equipment, they actually have, and it's literally no more than a shower curtain, basically, but they create these little shower curtain rooms that you can exercise in, and then they sanitize them before the next person comes in.
See, that would be, I'm wondering how they can do it on the, you know, normally if you're thoughtful in a gym, you have a towel and you use that on the, so you leave your perspiration or whatever it is on the equipment. Once in a while you see somebody, or at least I have in the past, bring a little squirt bottle with them and they wipe it off with the towel. I guess that's okay. But it would seem to me that a lot more work would be required to clean this stuff off. And then, again, you ask yourself under the circumstances, is it all worth it? How do you evaluate whether you want to go to the gym, whether you want to exercise on your own? There are tons of videos you can watch on any computer around. You can get your exercise going there. I have all kinds of apps on my iPhone you can use when you're traveling. You can use, you know, so, and I don't mean this to be negative with local advertisers that are gyms, but why do you need the gym? Unless,
well, there's a survey out that says only 1 in 4 Americans are going to go back to the gym at all, and that they've either changed their behavior in some way to work from home.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not we forget that, if there is something where we kind of loosen up these restrictions.
Here's something else to think about. Advertisers pulling their advertising from Facebook over the platform's allowance of hate speech. And that's the clip of the day. That's our discussion on the clip of the day at djvshow.com. But there are all kinds of things. If you can't get enough of us during the course of the time you have allotted on your way to work or whatever, however it works for you, go to djvshow.com and click on the word listen, because it's there 24/7. The whole show, all for the 24 hours, is there. And then when there's a new show, you got something new to listen to. All at djvshow.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
American Family Farmer Show. Doug Steffen back again with a very clear understanding of what's going on. I'm becoming more and more convinced every day of the need for competition. My news, usually I start the program with some important news from the world of agriculture. You've probably heard by now that the Department of Ag is going to be spending about $470 million to buy surplus food, supposedly to help out farmers and communities that have been hard hit by the COVID pandemic. However, when asked why it's going to not take place until the fall, kind of as usual, Sonny, this is my own spin. I'm giving you the news, but I'm giving you a little twist on it, because Secretary Sonny Perdue of the Department of Agriculture is probably one of the worst ag secretaries in my memory, frankly. He's talking in general terms in a pedantic way about farmers and ranchers experiencing dislocation in the supply chain. Well, duh. This is the position that he acknowledges is unique to farmers, to provide food and deliver them to hungry Americans. Farmers need help. You guys have ruined the farm business by encouraging you, not only this administration, but the one before and the one before that. So Republicans and Democrats both bear the burden of the what is now becoming an angry section of society, farmers who are going hungry themselves because they don't have anybody to buy their food. But here's Sonny Perdue saying the department is going to purchase the food, but not till the third quarter. So what good do we need? These guys are going broke now, right now. So you spend $120 million on dairy and $70 on fish and $50 on potatoes. So that's...
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Usher.
When I look in the mirror, do I see someone that cares for others? Oh, no, 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 no. Do I love myself more than my sisters and brothers? I don't know. Now I've seen struggles, I've seen pain, I've seen beyond the mess we made. I've seen things that I cannot change, and it hurts my heart.
24 past the hour, it is the DJV Show. I'm Victoria Keelan. It's our music time right now on the DJV Show. We do music news every hour. And what you're listening to is Usher's new song called I Cry. And he made this debut Saturday during the Global Citizens Unite for Our Future concert event. He shared a note on social media to accompany the song's release, saying he wrote it in part because he wanted to teach his sons that it's okay for a man to feel emotions deeply and to cry. He admitted that he was raised to keep feelings like that in check, and his desire to proffer a different way forward for his kids came about while quarantining with his family and watching the deaths of George Floyd and others, and of course the subsequent wave of Black Lives Matter protests. He will donate the proceeds from I Cry to the Local Initiative Support Corporation, which provides grants and support to community-based organizations, minority-owned small businesses that have been hit particularly hard during COVID-19. I Cry marks Usher's third new song of 2020. Believe it or not, it's already three songs into 2020, following Sex Beat and California. So his last solo album was Hard to Love. That arrived in 2016. So it's been a long time since we've had new music from Usher. But it's a good song. It's emotional.
How old is Usher?
Early 40s, I believe.
Is he? Really? So accomplished a lot in these 40 years.
Started all very right. Young, yeah.
All right, 25 and change after the hour here on the musical portion of this hour of the DJV program, with now a focus on soul singer Charlie Wilson, who's got a new song paying tribute to the Four Tops. Song is called One I Got. Let's have this cranked up, Phil, unless it's working technically like half the other stuff this. there it is. So... This he's a former Gap Band singer, I took the hook from Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got, which was a big song the Four Tops had in 1972. It was their biggest hit, Asshole for Gospel.
I'm surprised it hasn't been done before, but I think it's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, gospel is one of the great, maybe it's because of the focus on Black Lives Matter now, because you won't find too many white people singing a gospel choir, but there's such great music that's come out of gospel. And if you go back to Patti LaBelle for a minute, she started singing in church. That's where many of these, Aretha, all these people that came through and became big stars in Philadelphia music or Detroit music came through this way. He says, with the belief that diverse backstories can give their collective voice a greater meaning, the bishop and his team will be searching for people of all ages, ethnicities, and backgrounds. See, that's important. You got to bring everybody in order for this to work. He's also going to create a Juneteenth musical, Pharrell Williams is. Recently lobbied governors on social media to make June 19th an official holiday. Voices of Fire marks Netflix's latest endeavor in music competition, like program by Rhythm and Flow, with Chance the Rapper, Cardi B, and T.I. Second season of that series premieres next year. The judges are Snoop Dogg and DJ Khaled. I'm forgetting. Let's make sure there's a lot of diversity on both sides here. 28 after the hour.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Right now, just in the U.S., between 10 and 15,000 people are waiting for a liver transplant. Unfortunately, many will never see a donor organ become available. But work is underway to try to address the shortage of organs and improve treatment options for patients.
One option is a liver dialysis machine to allow the liver to regenerate and hopefully avoid a liver transplant. But we also have developed a genetically engineered pig, and the goal there is to grow transplantable human livers in this pig.
Dr. Scott Nyberg is the director of the liver program at the Mayo Clinic Center for Regenerative Medicine.
Take a cell from a patient liver disease, reprogram it into a stem cell, and then grow a liver from that human stem cell.
Not only could these options help address the shortage of donor organs, but also they may eliminate the need for patients to be on anti-rejection medications. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
New York State hospitals released more than 6,300 recovering coronavirus patients into nursing homes during the height of the pandemic under a controversial state policy. But they argued it was not to blame for one of the nation's highest nursing home death tolls. Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration, which has taken intense criticism over the policy, instead contended the virus rampant spread through the state's nursing homes was propelled by more than 20,000 infected home staffers who kept going to work unaware they had the virus in March and April. And hospitals are rapidly approaching capacity once again across the Sun Belt, and the Miami area closed restaurants and gyms again because of the surging coronavirus as the United States emerged from the 4th of July weekend full of picnics, parties, and outings that health officials fear could continue to fuel the rapidly worsening outbreak. This is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As pressure continues to mount for presidential candidate Joe Biden to choose an African-American woman as his running mate, an online battle has erupted over the Wikipedia page for Senator Kamala Harris, with a significant uptick in edits that reflects a pattern that was once seen in 2016 ahead of the vice presidential nomination of Tim Kaine under Hillary Clinton. Wikipedia has now put the page under discretionary sanctions, as there have been over 500 revisions to the page since May 9th, most of which were made by one editor. Kamala Harris was announced to Joe Biden's shortlist of vice presidential candidates over the weekend. Despite a number of players opting out of the regular season, the usual 162-game marathon is being replaced by a 60-game sprint, and now that abbreviated schedule has been announced. Each team will play 10 games against the other teams in its own division for a total of 40 games. Each team will play 20 interleague games against the teams in its corresponding divisions, for example, the American League East versus the National League East, and six of those 20 games will be against their interleague rival, such as Yankees versus Mets, White Sox versus Cubs. Opening day will be July 23rd, with two games being played, including the Washington Nationals against the New York Yankees. The regular season is scheduled to end September 27th. And don't forget about the rule changes for 2020. Universal designated hitter, three batter minimums for pitchers, and extra innings will start with a runner on second base. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now 34 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. Hello. Jennifer Horn is here. Hello. Victoria Keelan is here. Hello. Looking at the list of the people who have lived the longest here and how old they got to be, pretty interesting. Do we aspire? This thing a lot of people think they'd like to live as long as these people have lived, but without it being, you know, a quality deal, what good is it? Jean Calment lived to be 122. She lived in France. Sarah Nous and Lucy Hanna, both Americans. Sarah lived to be 119. Lucy Hanna, 117. And Nabi Tajama, 117 in Japan. What do you think about that kind of longevity, ladies? Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here on the DJV program. What about that, when you think about it? 117, wow. 119, 122, the lady in France.
The world's oldest cat just died at 31. I thought that
was...
Wow. Yeah, really? 120 years old for a human? Yeah. Wow.
The number of people in America, or North America, who are 90 and older has tripled in the last 30 years. So when you think about how astonishing that is, given how bad Americans' diet is, and how many people are dying younger, the fact that people are living older, isn't it interesting? It's kind of like the dichotomy of almost everything else. When you think about, you know, we talk about schools and how the people who are very smart and the people with special needs get all the attention, the ones in the middle don't get any. And you talk about the financial stuff, the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. You hear that kind of stuff, no middle class anymore. And so we get to this point, and you look at people who are living beyond the age of 100. If you make it to 80, your chances of making it to 90 improve about 90%. If you make it to 90, your chances of living to be 100 improve just about that same amount. But the question isn't so much how old you are, but how healthy you are and how the quality of your life is, isn't it? I mean, who wants to live for all that time as a vegetable? And there are people who are kept us. See, I think that's part of the silliness of our system, that we place so much emphasis and spend so much money the last 3 or 4 months of our lives to keep. And I'm not sure that people who are in that state are the ones who are making the decisions to keep them alive, keep themselves alive. It's the people who are wanting them not to go. Do you think that's the case? How many people think that that may be the case, that it's more likely your relatives who are, they say they love you, I want you to be around. But, I mean, I think about my father, who was a vegetable the last 6 months of his life, or four, anyway. And what was the point of him? He was filled. He still was
physically. You never know what the point was. I always say that these things might, I mean, I believe that these things happen for a reason. And maybe the reason was to provide some transition for your son, who had a really close relationship with him. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was to provide some sort of transition and healing for you, who also had a complicated relationship with him. I mean, just to say that it's a waste of space, it's easy to say, but maybe it also was about a lesson that needed to be learned.
I think what I'm asking, if I haven't asked it well, is what's your choice? I want the question to be about us individually. What do you,
well,
you make it clear
for
what
your father?
Choices?
You just
for
take
my
him
father?
Out back and shoot him? Like, what's the alternative? You said the last 6 months of your life.
It was the care.
On the compost
that he,
pile?
It was the care. I was talking to that. I did some tours around the farm yesterday, and I brought the people to, we did distancing, so I only had 10 people instead of like 30 or so in the wagon. We had 10 people. And I brought them, we have a mound out in the farm, like the Druid Mounds in England, where the cows are buried, and I told them how many cows were buried in that mound, and they looked at me, and it's pretty funny, actually. But you know, it's just that we're it's not us. When you, and I believe, frankly, when my father went into the state that he went into, he was no longer really alive. His body was functioning, but his mind was gone, and his spirit was gone, his soul was gone. He was just living in a vegetative state. And so under the circumstances, you keep him alive. I mean, yeah, with, if he doesn't die on his own, we don't
right,
bring him out back
saying,
and shoot
what
him.
What do you do? Right.
Yeah.
Well, Old Yeller, I mean, what do?
You make him comfortable, I guess, and that's
right.
It. Yeah, that's as much as you can do. But the point I think also, Victoria, is that some people will work very hard to keep their relatives, their father, their mother, their sister, their brother, their husbands, their wives, keep them alive at all costs. And when you get right down to it, does it sound cold? What's the point of holding on when you know that there's no quality of life?
Just
there's
like,
nothing
just like
there.
I don't think you would. I think that you have to really just look at this with empathy and kindness. And just because you would make a different decision for yourself doesn't mean that other people don't have the right to make a decision for themselves.
Well, what's kind and empathetic? If they're suffering and horrible.
But here's the thing. Judgment in the way people deal with death and grieve, I don't think is right in general, because I think each of us deals with this kind of loss, like deals with loss differently.
Yeah.
And so to just go, I don't know what they're thinking, hooking grandma up to that machine. Well, you don't know what they're thinking. And so maybe they
who's
have
they
a
in that
you
case?
Don't. Well, you are using
family.
Them as an example. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know. It's really easy for people to judge from the outside. And I think, in some cases, I think people would say, yeah, just get me off the planet. I don't want to be hooked up to a machine. But I think in other cases, maybe it's someone's belief that they do. So, I don't know. When it comes to people's loss, I'm not very judgmental. I mean, give me the Jersey Shore and I'll judge you all day long. But when it's, it comes to people's grieving and loss, you just don't know how people are going to
respond. Well, it's a very personal thing. And I'm not trying to change anybody's mind. I just want to know what you're thinking. That's all. I'm not here to change your mind. I'm just wondering what it is that feels good to you about what you want done to you or what might be the case with your parents. You know, that kind of stuff. It's just My children know what I want, and I expect, Jennifer, your folks, you know what they want, and I'm guessing, Victoria, that you come from a pretty educated bunch yourself, and they've told you and your brother what they want. Yeah?
Well, but in terms of what, though? I know, like, how to settle their estate, but they haven't said, oh, if I'm at this point, kill me. Like, what are the options? What do you do? That's what I'm saying. How did we even get on this topic?
I was looking at the ages of the people that have lived the longest. That's how I got onto that. I was very interested to see a review of the people who, they're all women, who've lived longest and under what circumstances they lived. And they all were healthy until they died. They were all healthy. We can say that about all of us. We're all healthy till we're not. But these people lived, bingo, and they just, their hearts and body stopped. They didn't have any diseases. They just were old. And most of the scientific research along this line shows that our bodies are able, or are sort of fit to live to be 140 if we take care of ourselves. If we don't smoke, if we don't drink, if we don't eat bad things, if we, you know, if there's the if. If you live a perfectly clean life in a perfectly clean neighborhood in a perfectly clean
world.
I don't
know. I know some pretty pickled people who live well into their 90s. So, I don't know.
Maybe that's the pickling.
Maybe.
Well, alcohol does, you know, it does sort of, in a way, depending on what the kind of shape your body's in, it does help to preserve a little bit. I don't know. I find these things every once in a while. It's good to think about them.
So you said your kids know what you, what does that mean? If you're on life support, take you off, unplug you?
Don't put me on life support.
Okay.
Nah.
So you have a DNR?
Yeah. Well, I don't have an official one, but they know what I want done.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you don't want them to resuscitate you, you've got to put that in your
will. It has to be a legal thing.
Yeah. I don't. We have to look back at my will and see what's what there. It's a reckoning.
That's on file with your doctor, actually.
Yeah. It's okay. We can do that. Why? Have you done that? Both of you done that? Is that in your
DNR?
Records?
I have not.
No way.
I
just know you have to. Jen's right. You have to have that legally documented or else.
So what are the two
I'm
of you
I'm obligated
want?
To try to save you.
What are the two
well,
of you
I mean,
want?
I just speak for my parents. My dad would like to be hooked up as long as he can't be hooked up no more, basically. And my mom is one who would go for a DNR. Well, he would like to be resuscitated. He would like to make sure we explored all the options before just saying, nope, shut him down.
Well, I want to make sure they all the options. I mean, it could be something that's
but
really
simple. With my mom does not want to be hooked up to machines, but I asked her to not do a DNR because once you have a DNR in your file, they will not resuscitate. So you have to be really sure about that decision, and it does have to be filed in your doctor's office. It does have to be in your living will and your end of care plan. And whenever you're
hospitalized.
So
how many people do you know who have that, really and truly?
Well, I know both of my parents. Both of my parents were hospitalized in the last couple of years. So they come in when you're in a hospital, and they make you fill all this stuff out.
Mm. Yeah. Lewis's grandmother, who passed away from COVID-19 and at the end of March, she went into the hospital and signed a DNR. She didn't want to be hooked up to the ventilator. So that was her choice, which her family didn't know about, and that's been another source of, you know, of heartache.
Yeah, for sure. The podcast that we have that deals with a lot of this stuff, I don't know if any of you have availed yourself. Well, many of you have because I look at the stats and see how many more people in general are listening to the podcasts way up for all of the things that we do. The DJV show, twice as many podcast listeners last month as the month before. You can check out the podcast, the clip of the day or the whole show. One of the hours that I do is called Your Hidden Power, and it is a focus on the sixth sense, things beyond what some people consider the norm or normal. Your Hidden Power number 149 is a focus on the difference between psychics and channelers. So if that's your wheelhouse, help yourself. Every week there's a different subject matter that's metaphysical, novels, short stories, stories about people that explain how they connect as they do. It's not the normal run-of-the-mill stuff, but very interesting. I hold comments with lots of different people. This is one of the most interesting things that I think I do on the radio. And in my life, I'm curious. Most of the things that I do, whether it be Good Day Health, which is a podcast, or The American Family Farmer, or Your Hidden Power, all things in my life that are important. So you can follow along if you'd like. Most recent Your Hidden Power is at yourhiddenpowershow.com. And again, it's a discussion about the difference between psychics and channelers and lots of other things in there as well. yourhiddenpowershow.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The mayor of a small town in South Carolina spent weeks claiming she had been targeted by a hate crime. She filed a police report saying she and her husband found both their cars covered with a yellow, sticky substance. And she went on a tirade about the history of hate crimes throughout the South. Police investigated but found that the substance was ordinary pollen, which covers thousands of cars parked under trees every spring. Have we become so accustomed to constant news about hate crimes that we see things that just aren't there? This mayor had no evidence, but was quick to jump to conclusions about imaginary criminals. Is America and paranoia so out of control that we now see evil under every tree? Government is supposed to protect the rights of citizens, not participate in the blame game.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now 53 after the hour here on the DJV program. Tom Kreitler is hiking with his children. He sent me a note from someplace. He loves to, and he gets up like before dawn when he goes on these hikes. He does it with the Boy Scouts, and he does it with his family. And he just says, oh, I'm not going to. Yeah, can you imagine him doing a report, Victoria, from somewhere up on the top of Mount Everest or something? How do you do that? Some food news now. Excuse me. This sort of this is in league with my American Family Farmer show. Family's allergies.
So bad right now. And I pretty much had gotten through the hay.
Through
right?
It. Yeah, yeah. Yes, it was a big heyday. Okay, so the American Family Farmer show is a combination of the focus is on food, family, and farm. And so whenever I find something that is newsworthy, that's farm connected, food connected, I want to pass it along. Some scientists in England, for example, have found the answer to insects that destroy precious crops, the way to get rid of them, that is safe, Victoria. Expensive perfumes. Have you heard this?
No.
Insects quickly become immune to normal pesticides, and it's the same as the virus. They become immune to things around them, so they mutate. So the bugs that attack our food supply become immune. That's why these phonies from Monsanto, they want to keep having to use Roundup. Well, the plants and the bugs and stuff, they don't react anymore. So you got to come up with something stronger or something like this. Manchester Guardian reports researchers at the Crop Research Laboratory in Birmingham have discovered that one of the most effective weapons in the war against bugs is perfume. They have different types of perfume. Most of it, however, they say that the most effective are French perfumes. One would wonder why that would be, whatever the French put in their perfumes. I don't even know, I'm certainly not the guy to ask when it comes to this. Victoria, what kind of perfumes do you use and where are most of them made?
I've actually only worn one perfume for, God, many, many years. Yeah. I don't know how long, but many years. It's Dior, and it's made in France. Uh-huh. So, I don't know.
So, yours would be good to get rid of bugs.
Well, it doesn't seem to work on mosquitoes, because they still love me. So, that's unfortunate. But, yeah.
Well,
I don't know. I wonder what the difference is.
What happens, according to the researchers, the makers of perfume in south of France find that it interferes with the fertility of insects. So it doesn't kill them on the spot. It keeps them from reproducing. That's what it does. Insect predators somehow or other don't stand. Their fertility disappears. Who do you think has... what kind of a job is that? I'm going to experiment with mosquitoes to see how they stop reproducing.
Well, Monsanto, they pay millions and millions of dollars for research on bugs and pesticides and how all of that, you know, affects the world around us. And they don't seem to care much about poisoning the people, but sure.
No, don't want to poison those bugs.
Right.
All right.
So, yeah, that's where all those grants go. I have a friend who does some of that research. He works for a science lab, and so that's a lot of stuff that they do.
All right, let's talk a little bit, as long as we're focusing on food news and the casual dining experiences that are available. Have you been out dining and been able to go to your favorite restaurants and enjoy the same food? I noticed that the place that I took a friend last week had a very limited menu. You eat outside, very limited menu. Have you noticed that in your...
Yeah, a lot of places have definitely cut back on the menu to just simplify the process. Like we talked last week about IHOP. Their menu went from 12 pages to 6 or something like that, which is still a big menu. We've had dinner at two different restaurants. One was outside under a tent, which was really really pretty and a great experience. It's our little favorite Italian place. And then for our anniversary, we were on the boardwalk in Asbury Park, and so we were sitting at a table on the boardwalk. So that was nice. Both experiences were good. It was fun. It's nice to sort of be waited on because we've been cooking so much.
Yeah. It's National Nachos Day, by the way. We missed that. What about nachos? Are those, do you like that sort of food? I haven't seen a lot of
Mexican.
Sure,
Mexican, Tex-Mex, Mexican, absolutely.
Yeah, how do you know if it's authentic, though? That's the one thing. I think we've Americanized, like Chinese food isn't Chinese food at all.
Right, nachos aren't Chinese authentic, food.
No, they aren't Mexican. They're not made in Mexico.
Well, they're at all kinds of Mexican restaurants, but it's American Mexican. It's not real.
Really? Really?
Oh. Well, it's good. It doesn't matter if you like it.
Bubble.
It's still good.
Yeah, I suppose. Are tacos Americanized? Or are they Mexican?
No, tacos exist in Mexico. That's authentic.
Okay. All right. 59 past the hour on the authentic.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.